A green industrial revolution. Labour will kickstart a green industrial revolution to achieve the substantial majority of our emissions reductions by 2030. Investment. Labour will create a sustainable investment board and ask the Office for Budget Responsibility to incorporate climate and environmental impacts into its forecasts. The cost of not acting is far greater than the cost of acting. We will launch a national transformation fund of £400 billion. Of this, £250 billion will directly fund the transition through a green transformation fund dedicated to renewable and low-carbon energy and transport, biodiversity and environmental restoration. We will create a national investment bank, backed up by a network of regional development banks, to provide £250 billion of lending for enterprise, infrastructure and innovation over 10 years. We will make sure that the UK's financial sector is helping to tackle the emergency, rather than fuelling it. We will change the criteria a company must meet to be listed on the London Stock Exchange, so that any company that fails to contribute to tackling the climate and environmental emergency is delisted. Levelling up across the country. A local transformation fund in each English region will be used exclusively to fund infrastructure projects decided at a local level. We will shift the political centre of gravity by placing the National Transformation Fund unit, a key part of the Treasury, in the north of England, and build up the regional offices of government in each of the 9 English regions. Energy. We will put the UK on track for a net zero carbon energy system within the 2030s and go faster if credible pathways can be found. We will deliver nearly 90% of electricity and 50% of heat from renewable and low carbon sources by 2030. We will upgrade almost all of the UK's 27 million homes to the highest energy efficient standards. We will introduce a zero carbon home standard for all new homes. We will permanently ban fracking. We will support energy workers through transition and guarantee them retraining and a new unionised job on equivalent terms and conditions. We will introduce a windfall tax on oil companies so that the companies that knowingly damage our climates will help cover the costs. Ownership. We will put people and planet before profit by bringing our energy and water systems into democratic public ownership. A new UK National Energy Agency will own and maintain the national grid, and the supply arms of the big 6 energy companies will be brought into public ownership. Industry and innovation. Labour will make UK industry the greenest in the world. Labour will create an innovation nation, setting a target for 3% of GDP to be spent on research and development, R&D, by 2030. We will establish a Foundation Industry Sector Council. A thriving steel industry will be vital to the green industrial revolution. Labour will support our steel through public procurement, taking action on industrial energy prices, exempting new capital from business rates, investing in R&D, building 3 new steel recycling plants and upgrading existing production sites. As we transition, we will ensure the UK's automotive sector isn't left behind by the electric revolution by investing in 3 new gigafactories and 4 metal reprocessing plants. Skills. Our green industrial revolution will create at least 1 million well-paid, unionised jobs in the UK. Labour will make it easier for employers to spend the apprenticeship levy by allowing it to be used for a wider range of accredited training. We will launch a climate apprenticeship programme to enable employers to develop the skills needed. Under this programme, employers will be expected to allocate 25% of the funds in their apprenticeship levy accounts to train climate apprentices. Targeted bursaries will be available to women, BAME people, care leavers, ex-armed forces personnel and people with disabilities. Cutting emissions will drive our transport policies. We will review public expenditure on transport to ensure that it promotes environmental sustainability and contributes to decarbonisation. Labour will ensure that councils can improve bus services by regulating and taking public ownership of bus networks. Where councils take control of their buses, Labour will introduce free bus travel for under-25s. We will increase and expand local services, reinstating the 3,000 routes that have been cut. Labour will deliver improvements for rail passengers by bringing our railways back into public ownership. We will deliver Crossrail for the North as part of improved connectivity across northern regions. We will consult with local communities to reopen branch lines. We will also unlock capacity and extend high-speed rail networks nationwide by completing the full HS2 route to Scotland, taking full account of the environmental impacts of different route options. We will deliver rail electrification and expansion across the whole country. We will promote the use of rail freight in order to reduce carbon emissions, air pollutants and congestion on the roads, and expand the provision of publicly owned rail freight services. We will increase the funding available for cycling and walking. The Conservatives have committed to ending new sales of combustion engine vehicles by 2040. Labour will aim for 2030. We will position the UK at the forefront of the development and manufacture of ultra-low emission vehicles and will support their sale. We will adopt an ambitious Vision Zero approach to UK road safety, striving for zero deaths and serious injuries. Labour will review and improve protected area designations from national parks to local nature reserves and urban green spaces. We will introduce a climate and environment emergency bill, setting out in law robust, binding new standards for decarbonisation, nature recovery, environmental quality and habitats and species protection. A healthy environment. Our polluted air contributes to over 40,000 premature deaths a year and poisons our environment. Labour will introduce a new Clean Air Act with a vehicle scrappage scheme and clean air zones. We will provide an extra £5.6 billion in funding to improve the standard of flood defences and respond to the increased risk of flooding, prioritising areas at risk in North West England, Yorkshire and the East Midlands. Nature restoration. Our plan for nature will set legally binding targets to drive the restoration of species and habitats. We will embark on an ambitious programme of tree planting with both forestry and native woodland species. We will create new national parks alongside a revised system of other protected area designations. Land. A Labour government will maintain agricultural and rural structural funds, but repurpose them to support environmental land management and sustainable methods of food production. We will invest in more county farms and will work with agricultural organisations to increase access into farming for new entrants. Food. Labour will introduce a right to food. We will end Food Bank Britain. We will halve food bank usage within a year and remove the need for them altogether in 3 years. We will support local food networks, expand access to farm holdings and ensure rights of union representation for all food and agricultural workers. We will re-establish an agricultural wages board in England so that every part of the UK is covered. We will set maximum sustainable yields for all shared fish stocks, redistribute fish quotas along social and environmental criteria. We aim to achieve net zero carbon food production in Britain by 2040. Waste and recycling. A UK Labour government will back bottle return schemes. We will invest in 3 new recyclable steel plants in areas with a proud history of steel manufacturing. Animal welfare. Labour has published an ambitious animal welfare manifesto which reiterates our commitments to prohibit fox hunting and end the cull of badgers. In England, we will introduce an animal welfare commissioner, prohibit the sale of snares and glue traps, end the badger cull and ban the keeping of primates as pets, and boost police resources to tackle rural and wildlife crime.